as they were dying because of COVID rules. We'll get into more of this tomorrow, but the Freedom Convoy has friends here on this show, that's for sure.
No doubt. And thank you to all the truckers out there who are listening, but particular props to those in Canada. Thank you for standing up for freedom around the world.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
So lately I've been thinking more and more about protection. Protection's essential, right, for your property and your money, and sure, you've got the Second Amendment for that, but what about your finances? I benefit from understanding the value of owning gold versus relying on paper money. That's why with every opportunity I get, I buy real gold and silver. I can hold it in my hand, my safe, and my IRA. I buy my gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group. Many Americans who share the same concerns trust the Oxford Gold Group for their gold and silver needs. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help. They're more than happy to answer all your questions, and they have a gold and silver investment package they can send to you for free. Reach out to the Oxford Gold Group today by dialing #250 on your cell phone and saying the keyword gold IRA. Again, dial #250, say that keyword gold IRA. Just dial right now for the Oxford Gold Group. Dial #250 on your cell phone. Say the keyword gold IRA.
Elise and Carl needed a small business loan fast to order more equipment for their bakery. Elise suggested OnDeck.com, but instead, Carl called
Lone Falcon!
Wait, no. Look out!
Bad Falcon, heal! Lone Falcon, why?
There's a better way to get a fast small business loan. OnDeck, the online lender that makes it easy to apply in minutes and, if approved, get your loan as soon as the same day. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As America's largest online small business lender, OnDeck has funded over $14 billion to businesses like yours so you can borrow with confidence and get your loan fast. Go to OnDeck.com. Your loan is on deck. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC. Limited eligibility for same-day funding. OnDeck does not lend in every state. All loans subject to lender approval.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at NUMALE.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual
health. Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The president's election of a Supreme Court nominee may imperil passage of his Build Back Better spending bill, Bob Agnew reports.
Analysts say dealing with a Supreme Court nomination is likely to delay other business, including the president's signature social spending bill. Jim Manley, a former aide to Senator Harry Reid, says, quote, "At some point, that nomination process is going to consume all of the oxygen on Capitol Hill in the Senate. Even if Build Back Better is passed, it may be too late in the year for voters to see any tangible benefits before the election." As Manley puts it, quote, "Time is not the friend of Build Back Better. The longer this stretches out, the more difficult it's going to become." Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, the cold temperatures continue on the East Coast, but so does the cleanup from the nor'easter that dumped more than 2 feet of snow in some areas.
Glenn Phillip, who was out shoveling snow in Brooklyn, says this is his kind of weather.
It could be like this all the time. I'm good. Some people may not like it.
One of those people is Brooks, who was walking by.
On weather like this, I'll share with you my deepest thoughts. Being in Barbados right now.
But for now, he's here with the rest of us, trudging through the snow like Denia Petway.
Sometimes you could slip and stuff, but We still have to manage.
Forecasters say temperatures will start rising by midweek, coupled with the sun should help melt some of the leftover snow. Julie Walker, New York.
The former head of training for the Minneapolis Police Department is back on the witness stand in the trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. Katie Blackwell testified last week. The three officers did not follow department policy when Floyd was killed. Defense attorneys trying to make the case that the officers' training was inadequate in some areas. On Wall Street, stocks have been higher. The Dow has had 265 points. The Nasdaq up 377. More at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dynavite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dynavite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dynavite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Alex and Orlando de Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built de Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. 7 of 9 people were killed when a car traveling at more than 100 miles per hour ran a red light at Commerce and Cheyenne in North Las Vegas Saturday afternoon. Seven of them were members of one family. The other two who died were in the Dodge Challenger that blew through that red light. In all, 6 vehicles and 15 people were involved in that deadly crash. Clark County Commissioner William McCurdy represents that area where the crash occurred. He called the crash avoidable, preventable, and unacceptable. The first confirmed case of a subvariant of the Omicron variant has been detected in southern Nevada. Local health officials say the woman in her 40s had recently traveled outside the U.S. Well, Super Bowl 56 is set. The Los Angeles Rams have opened as 4-point favorites. The Bengals erased a 21-3 lead to pull out a 27-24 overtime win against the Chiefs in Kansas City in the AFC title game. Well, the Rams bounce back from a 17-7 fourth quarter shortfall to beat San Francisco 20-17 to win the NFC crown. Super Bowl 56 is February 13th at SoFi Stadium.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Overall, not too bad right now on area freeways. No delays on the 95 or the 15 that we can see with our traffic cams. Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. But lane restrictions, that's causing some slowdowns there on the 515 between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Monday, brand new week, January 31st, last day of January, on to February in just another day. And we now know the Super Bowl matchups, Rams and the Bengals. My Chiefs fell by the wayside. Gentleman Jim Dallas prevailed with his Bengals. He is a lifelong Bengals fan, and they're going to the Super Bowl again. My guess is they never won a Super Bowl, but they've played in the Super Bowl. So we'll talk about that with Gentleman Jim in just a bit. First, though, I want to check in with my friend Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Did you watch any of the stuff yesterday? Not as dramatic. Obviously not as dramatic as the week before. It'd be tough to top it, but good stuff anyway, right?
Well, close games, exciting. I mean, I'm sorry for your Chiefs, but obviously the Bengals fans, like you mentioned, Jim, are very excited, and it's hard not to be excited for them.
You have an early pick. Right now, the Rams were 3.5-point favorites. That went up to 4. It may go higher before the week is over. You have a favorite there?
It's hard to go against the books. I would just assume the Rams are gonna pull it out. But I mean, the Bengals, obviously, I don't think many people had them in the Super Bowl. So maybe their magical run continues.
Wow! I just imagine the guy that had a preseason pick of the Bengals making the Super Bowl. Wow, he's cashing in already. Probably. I want to ask you about your column, because your column, I think, is one that will spur a good deal of controversy and a good deal of discussion. And maybe that's a good thing. The idea that government created pre-K may harm your children in the long run. First of all, go back to 2000. What was it? 2009, the Tennessee study, and everybody got all excited. Oh gosh! In the first 3 years, this is really good. And then you get to grade 3, and all of a sudden you find out, oh, it's not so good. That the effects wear off of pre-K. Can you talk a little bit about that Tennessee study?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Tennessee started their state-run program a couple decades ago, and in 2009-2010, researchers did a study where they looked at people who had applied for one of these state-funded slots, and there were too many applicants for the slot, so they got to do what's called a random assignment study, which is people came, and just by chance, some people got in the program and some people didn't get in the program. And so what you see is that, as you said, you know, in kindergarten, the kids in pre-K come into kindergarten knowing a lot more of their letters and, you know, just have kind of some of that base of knowledge. But by the third grade, those gains had faded, and not just faded. The kids who had gone to pre-K were actually doing worse than the kids who didn't get accepted to the state-run pre-K. And then that was they did a study on the third graders a few years ago, and then they just recently came out with a study on sixth graders. And the gap had just continued to widen. Academically, the people who had done the kids who had done pre-K were doing worse, but it wasn't just academically. Behaviors were worse, and more of the kids in pre-K were labeled as special education students. For kids who didn't go to pre-K, it was about 8%. For kids who did go to pre-K, it was about 11.5%, which is a pretty significant gap. And really, this is the kind of study very well designed, you know, over a long period of time, that should make parents and policymakers reconsider pre-K for their own kids, and certainly for, you know, if the government's providing it.
And is this something that the Biden administration is pushing?
Yeah, they are. This was actually part of Build Back Better, as they wanted government-run preschool. And so, you know, they actually, it must have been a decade ago, they did a study on Head Start and basically found the same thing, that if, you know, Head Start's the federal government's preschool program, that, you know, kids came into kindergarten, obviously better off academically, but the gains faded almost immediately, and there were some behavioral concerns. But yes, this is something that Biden wanted. It's something that Nevada politicians, you know, both parties have wanted and pushed for. And it's time for folks to look at the data and say, this just doesn't work. And worse than that, it actually makes things worse. And these programs were targeted to low-income students. You know, you had to be below a certain income level to even qualify. The class size, both in the Tennessee study and in Nevada, is limited to 20 kids in a class. The teachers in both places are very highly paid. I mean, it's sort of eerie to see the similarities between the Tennessee program and then the program that Nevada has now. And you just have to look at it and say, oh my word, this program that's supposed to be helping these low-income kids is setting them up for failure.
Let me just ask you, the teachers' unions are powerful in the state of Tennessee, here in Nevada as well. And I'm curious what the teachers have said about these studies and this notion that the government-run preschool, the pre-K, is going to actually hurt your child, not help your child.
Well, I mean, the two responses are one to just ignore it, or, you know, the other thing they say is, well, this wasn't high quality. You know, that's the myth, right? If it doesn't work well, it wasn't high quality. Except that the problem is that, you know, the education establishment has spent the last several years very successfully setting up their what they think makes a high quality pre-K, and Nevada certainly meets most of those criteria. And in this Tennessee program, had 9 of the 10 criteria. You know, that the supposed experts say, you know, makes it a high quality program. Or the other thing they'll say is, oh, well, we have a study that shows that every dollar invested in pre-K returns 7 to 13%. And, you know, if you ever ask them, well, where does that study come from? Most likely they won't know. But if they do know, they would tell you that they come from a couple of small programs in the 1970s that looked nothing like the pre-K that we have today. And what's amazing is that the researcher who came up with that data showing, you know, this supposedly huge return on investment, he says that the key thing these programs did was turn on parents. Basically, all of the benefits from these programs came with how they interacted with parents and helped parents become better parents. So it wasn't really about the pre-K at all. It was about helping the parents. And so, you know, I think a lot of parents think, oh, you know, the experts, I got to send my kid off to the experts to, you know, when they're 3 to help them get ahead. It's like, no, you don't. Just keep them at home. Let them play in the dirt. That's what kids need when they're 3 and 4 years old.
Is there a plan B, not just leave your kids at home, but something that's between leave your kids at home and put them into a government run daycare?
Well, I think what used to happen is, you know, people would send their kids, you know, if a mom or dad couldn't stay home, you know, they had grandparents nearby, they had family members nearby. You know, you used to have someone in the neighborhood who would just, you know, watch 2 or 3 kids, maybe as a little side business. And what's happened is, you know, the government regulations have come in, and it's much harder to do this just as kind of a side business, or, you know, just kind of opening your home to kids. And I think that's the alternative, is just, you know, families and communities saying, you know, look, they're kids. We can watch them. You know, there's someone who can watch the kids. They don't have to go to this formal structure. You know, because what the researchers kind of speculate is happening is that basically the kids are learning their numbers, but they're not learning, like, how to process information, how to control their emotions. And you certainly see that in the special education numbers. I mean, with them being so much higher, basically what happens is, you know, my guess is you've got all these rambunctious boys. They're told to sit, you know, and learn for 25 or more hours a week I mean, I've got a four-year-old. I've got a three-year-old. It is hard to keep them still for 25 seconds, let alone 25 hours. So, you know, read books with your kids. Have someone read books with your kids. But, I mean, my word, you're not winning the Pulitzer or the Nobel Prize when you're three and four. You're learning how to control yourself. You're learning how to interact with people. And those things are best done with family.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I want to ask you about the idea that you floated earlier, which I think is a good one. I just don't know if there is data to back it up. The idea that leaving your kids at home and letting parents and grandparents and neighbors do it for you, is there any data out there that would indicate that not doing the government-run pre-K and instead leaving your kids at home, that is superior in some way?
Well, in this Tennessee study, they looked and they said, well, the kids who didn't get accepted into the program, where did they go? And somewhere around 65% of the kids did just that. They stayed with a parent, they stayed with a grandparent or a friend. You know, and some of the kids did end up in Head Start or privately run daycare, but two-thirds of the kids were at home. They are with friends. They weren't in some sort of formal program. And so, you know, kids are just, you know, a 3- and a 4-year-old are just not capable of sitting at a desk and just doing like a 13 or 14-year-old. It's hard enough. I mean, it's hard enough for kids that age. And so, you know, look, I mean, you want to have a rich learning environment, right? You want to read to your kids. You want to sing with your kid, but it doesn't have to be formal, and you don't need a bachelor's degree to do this. I mean, people have been having kids for tens of thousands of years, and managing to educate them. It's amazing how much wisdom, you know, there is in the past and the way that people did things in the past, and people have come in and said, oh, we need the experts to do it. No, we don't need the experts. We need families. And that's what's going to turn kids around.
More coming up with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You know, at this point, I think just about everyone paying attention knows that Steve Sisolak is bad for Nevada. But be very careful of who you choose as your next governor. We don't need another weak-willed rhino, or worse, a gun-grabbing sheriff. I looked at Joe Lombardo's record. He is clearly Nevada's anti-gun rights ambassador. Do you realize 13 Nevada sheriffs signed on to the Second Amendment Sanctuary County movement? Guess which sheriff lacked the courage for that? Yep, Joe Lombardo. Lombardo even supports a universal background check. Mr. Lombardo, Spider-Man is not real, and criminals are not going to go through a universal background check before stealing, buying, or using a gun. I'm Fred Simon, a true Second Amendment supporter and a genuine conservative. And I am serious about fixing Nevada's problems. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past.
Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis.
Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel.
Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs.
You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months, no penalties.
Call GFL Capital at 5292-444.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending Nevada. License NV4265 NMLS64367.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good on Monday to have Victor Jakes out there, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, to put everything in perspective from the weekend. We know that right now, today, according to the Ukraine Defense Ministry, there are 127,000 Russian troops along their border with Ukraine, and that this can't be a good thing. Victor, are we on the brink of war?
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, it's interesting to kind of hear the dueling narratives. The Biden administration has certainly made it sound like that. There was a report last week that Biden basically told the Ukraine president that Russia's going to invade, and then, Ukraine's been trying to downplay it. Basically, the situation isn't quite as dire. If I just had to guess, I would assume that Putin's going to do something aggressive. How aggressive I think is an unknown, but the thing with dictators like Putin and Xi in China is they will take until someone stops them, and I certainly don't see any interest in the West in doing that, and I don't think anyone in the West really wants a big war. There certainly should be other measures taken to try and bring these countries under the influence of the West instead of leaving them to places like Russia and China.
Should we be, and the president has already put 8,500 troops on high alert, they could be dispatched to NATO for redeployment somewhere in Eastern Europe, maybe in Ukraine, who knows. Do we want our troops there defending Ukraine, even as part of a NATO defense force?
Well, I mean, Ukraine's trickier because they're not part of NATO. I mean, obviously, I'm not one of the people who think we just bring all the troops home, and as long as no one touches us, we just stay out of the way. I think we see what happens in Afghanistan if the U.S. leaves. It creates a vacuum, and the vacuum is filled by horrible people. And, that's kind of the tension with foreign policy is that, we could leave and, things would probably be fine for 10 years. But what would be happening during those 10 years is that these countries that are evil would be taking over other countries. And then, you know, the world's very interconnected with trade. And then what happens to shipping lanes, and what happens to trade, and what happens as those countries, their power increases there, and